The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
We had another terrorist attack last night in London.
Well, there was before there was one in Mali, an actual shooting in Mali. I believe at a resort. Some jihadists went in, started shooting people, took some hostages and stuff. But I think they're still waiting on details of
what the motivations were.
And
would you classify what happened last night in London a terrorist attack? Possibly. The mayor came out right off and called it a terrorist attack. What happened was a guy was driving along and drove past a mosque where people were getting
out. After evening prayer.
Yeah, and it's during Ramadan. Uh-huh. And just drove through the crowd.
Yeah, mowing them down with the car.
Do we know how many died? I think there was at least one.
I think one died. Lots of injured. And then there was
he jumped out of the car then.
And people grabbed him,
They grabbed him, and he was saying, you deserve this. Yeah. You people deserve this, something like that. Speaking about Muslims because of the people driving through crowds and terrorism. Yeah. Is this a terrorist attack?
I would say it is. Yeah.
It's quite... The term terrorism or terrorist attack is really kind of a loose one.
It is, yeah. I mean, what define... I mean...
You could find definitions... But even those are a little bit loose. You can adjust them. It doesn't have to have every element. Usually there is a political nature to it. Usually you want to create terrorism above and beyond just the injury. Mm-hmm. You're making a statement. It's certainly what some would classify a hate crime.
Yeah.
Something like that.
People definitely.
Not all hate crimes are terrorism, but is all terrorism a hate crime?
No, I don't think so.
So there's... See, it's loose.
Yeah. It's a difficult situation to define.
I would certainly say we could put this guy driving into the Muslims last night in England in the same vein. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't classify it the same way, it's still absolutely wrong. And the guy's still doing it for political reasons because he hates these people.
Right.
What did they do? They didn't do anything to him.
To him, it doesn't matter. Just like, I guess, the same as the terrorists. It doesn't matter.
You think
they're going around killing innocent people because they think that they've done something to
them? Right. This is the same as the goofball, the Hodgkinson, who shot Steve Scalise.
Right.
It's the same attitude. What are you doing? There's a level of crazy to this that we're not talking about.
There's also that girl in Virginia. It was a horrible story. Mm-hmm. A girl was walking with a friend. She was wearing hijab. She was a Muslim girl. Mm-hmm. And some nut job hopped out of a car, started swinging a bat.
He was yelling at the group of kids. And I don't know if he was white. I think he's had like a Hispanic last name, but he wasn't Muslim.
No.
And so they got into it, but everybody scattered, and he took a baseball bat and killed her.
He somehow grabbed her and kidnapped her, took her somewhere because they found her body somewhere else.
But we don't know what the motivations were. It could have been based on her faith. Maybe not. It could have been anything. But this is hate, folks. And it's not motivated by simply right or wrong, left or right. There's an element of crazy if you can do this type of stuff to anybody. It is exclusively the responsibility to not do it of the person who did it. It's on all of us.
Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.